This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I'll be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com and get registered today for the Holy Land Tour.
Is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, got a dear friend with me here, Kevin Johnson. Welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, thanks very much. I'm privileged to be on the show with you, man. It's exciting.
Well, I'm excited to have you, Kevin. Of course, you're down, if I'm not mistaken, down in what I affectionately call South Kakalaki, or what might be known for others as South Carolina, right?
Right.
And what part of South Carolina do you call home?
All right. Well, I call home Joanna, South Carolina, which actually is in between Columbia and Greenville. If you get on 26 and hit exit 60, you're right in Joanna. So, you know, you keep trucking 26 and you can go to Spartanburg, Greenville, and then you can go down the road and be in Columbia. So I'm right there in the middle.
Hold on. Exit 60. Now I'm going to pick on my New Jersey friends here just for a moment. You know, folks from New Jersey don't talk about what city they're from. They talk about what exit they're from. You just reminded me of that. So the next time I talk to you, I'm like, yeah, Kevin lives off of exit 60. So just so you know,
that's right.
So you're in Joanna, South Carolina, and
just a little bitty town.
Little bitty town. And what keeps Kevin Johnson busy down in Joanna, South Carolina?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm a busy man in the marketplace. I work about 10, 15 minutes below there in another little town called Newberry, South Carolina, which I work for Samsung. Electronics there. We build washing machines. So that keeps me busy, monitor at least 10 to 12 hours a day. I volunteer right there in the middle of Joanna, beautiful Joanna, South Carolina, Christ Central Ministries. And I do a little volunteer work there. I go to church there from Fountain of Faith Baptist Church right there in Joanna, South Carolina. But that's what keeps me busy. I'm a working man. I'm a single dad. Got a young daughter that's 19 years old and the trade school here at Piedmont Technical College, learning to be a nurse, trying to pick up a medical trade there. So I'm pretty busy and just been overwhelmed on lots of things that's happened to in my life in the last couple of years.
Well, let me just kind of interrupt you right there and say, did I hear that? Did you say you work 10 to 12 hours a day? Day? Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow. So you do put in the work and now that's not like, so high, six or seven. How many days, like 4 or 5 days a week?
Well, you know, it's dependent on the manufacturing, you know, when manufacturing is up and down, you know, the volume of, the need of the community, you know, far as in the United States are concerned, you know, it's up and down. But it is, you know, we work 5 days a week now, but it has been where we had to work 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah, well.
In certain circumstances, depending on everything. Now, COVID has really hit everything in the world as far as, you know, anything.
Production and all that kind of demand and production and all that.
Absolutely.
Chain supply and all kinds of other crazy stuff, right? Okay. And so you volunteer with ministry. Of course, I want to touch on this just briefly, but you have been a part of and are a part of Man Camps. You've attended a man camp and guessing it's impacted your life enough that you're coming back. So you've sent others to man camp that have seen the impact it's had on your life. And then you've also come back and you have come back and volunteered and served on staff at man camp.
Can't wait.
Take a minute and tell our listeners how, you know, all the men out there, or maybe even the women who listen to this, who might consider sending their significant other, their husband, a boyfriend, or somebody to a man camp. Why? Let me ask this: why would they want to send a man to man camp, or a man come to man camp?
Well, I can only tell you what my experiences has been, Nikita, with the man camp, and it is still going on today. It's just what I experienced there on my own behalf. It's an opportunity for you, all right, listeners out there. This is an opportunity for being a man to understand what God has planned for the man to be. And, you know, it's taking ownership of your home, restoring that godly life back into the home where it all begins. You know, it's such a strong, powerful thing that happened to me. And I can only tell you that, what it's done for me is impacted the community. One person can influence the next person. It's all about influences, you know, and the influences that I have with my experiences with Man Camp. And, you know, it was, you know, getting to meet new guys. And now we're all brothers and we're sharing our life that God wanted us to be. You know, we're out here in the marketplace. We're out here struggling with today's society, but yet we're stronger by our brotherhood, which, you know, I picked up there at Man Camp. It's just, the brotherhood, the experiences. Like I said, I'm just been overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Being able to influence at my church, that's the thing. You know, what happened with it? Let's just go back a little bit because I'm super excited about being on your show. And it's just, the things that come up to mind was I had seen a vision as well as you have, as far as manhood, man period in the home, the biblical manhood in the home. And just restoring that the man's masculinity. There you go. You know, it's just like, you know, there's nobody in churches today. The churches are depleting. It's because the men are not taking control of their homes. They're not standing at the head like they're supposed to, and their families follow. So I seen all that, and you know, I was, you know, visiting my YouTube videos. You know, I'm a big wrestling guy, and I followed your career for many, many years, and lots of other guys. And I seen you and Lex, and I don't know if it was CrossFit, Crossroad Church, but it was discipleship. It was an hour long message, and it was the first time I've actually sat down for an hour and soaked every bit of what you were talking about in. And I said, you know what? This needs to be heard. I want to try to get this to my church. So I influenced my church. I talked to Kevin Alexander, some of the leadership, our pastor, and many people that were involved in it. Said, you need to get this guy here and do a man up conference. And it just went on from there. I can sit there and we can talk about this for hours.
I know we can, but we don't have hours today, Kevin, but I know we can. So,
but here's the thing. It has impacted my life tremendously.
Well,
and I am influencing it to this day, and I continue to do it every chance I get.
Well, and for those, you know, maybe pastors out there, or church leaders, or even lay people, this is, you know, the man up, the one day intensive, the man up intensive is something you can bring to your community, and you go to, I'll give you a website at the end, or I'll just tell you right now, go to koloff.net, and you can reach out and find out more about that. You can find out more about the man camp. And so what I'm hearing, Kevin, is friendship and fellowship. You've built some great relationships through the camp itself, and I'm guessing it's impacted your relationship with your daughter as well. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. So. You know, that was one of the first things that when I got back from camp, I went up to her and I apologized, It's just because of the things that I have neglected based off of what God expects me to do, but I chose to do something else, and it's called the mind, and it's not changing of the mind. It's got to be completely at God's, you know, just the things that you, we just need to keep in control of our home, and it's one thing is that we neglect the most is at home.
Well, and let me just say this for those of you listening out there today. You know, our goal, whether you're you know, a wife or a girlfriend listening to this, or you're a man, you know, dialing in, tuning in, you know, the goal, here's the goal. When God gave Lex Luger and I the vision for these camps and these one-day intensives, it is to put tools in your tool belt, as you're hearing Kevin in his excitement, is to put tools in your tool belt to equip you and empower you, send these men back home from the conference and the camp, better equipped to be godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers. That's the overall arching goal of these conferences and these camps. So, well, on that note, Kevin, let's transition. It is Q&A with Koloff, and so I know you got a couple, three questions for me, burning and ready for me. So fire away at question number one, Kevin. What do you got for me?
Question number one is something that me and I have experienced for the first time in my life, a word that was profoundly spoken over me. It was called, what does prophetic mean?
Say it again. What does...
Prophetic. It's a prophetic word. You know, when we were up at the Man Up Conference, Pastor Chris said a prophetic word over me, and it was basically a prophecy or something.
Correct.
I just wanted to know what prophetic, is P-R-O-P-H-E-T-I-C, prophetic mean. I want to know what that means.
Well, you know, the prophetic world, you know, and it's, you know, lots of people have different views on the whole prophetic world, but you can go back to the beginning of time, go back to the book of Genesis, and I'll just kind of just give a brief description of it, and others need to really go out and research this more for themselves. But, you know, going back to the Holy Bible, the Bible is full of prophecy and full of the prophetic word from all of the men of God that the Lord raised up that you can read about in the Word of God, and the women. I mean, Esther would be someone that comes to mind when Mordecai said to her, perhaps you have been born for such a time as this, that a Jewish woman became queen to a pagan king, if you will, or someone outside of the Jewish faith. And so over and over and over and over and over again, you can see prophetic words that were spoken by the men of God, by the prophets of God, and I don't know the full extent of the actual statistics of there's some that are more schooled and scholared in theology and scripture than I am, but I do know a very high percentage of prophetic words, downloads that God has given men and women that then translate that or transfer that word to another, as Chris Reed did with you at the Man Up Conference last year, a very accurate word that was spoken to you that really kind of blew you away based on what you said to me. You're like, how that man know that? Well, you know, the good Lord in as only he can do, will bring revelation and or information to individuals who are gifted with this.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Okay, gifted Amazing. With the ability. Okay. And again, when you look at Kevin, the fivefold ministry, it's the prophet, it's the evangelist, it's the teacher, it's the pastor, it's the apostle. That's the fivefold right. ministry in the book of Ephesians. People go look okay. that up. And God has gifted different men and women with different giftings. And so for a guy like Chris Reed, God has given the gift of prophecy. Now, let me just say this for the record, then we're going to move on. Again, yep. I could spend an entire show just talking
exactly
about
right.
the prophetic
right.
word, but right. That's where discernment becomes involved too, because you have to discern, because the scriptures also talk about false prophets. And so not to go off right. on a rabbit trail, but that's gotcha. Where you have to be very grounded in your relationship with Jesus. And if someone speaks a prophetic word over you, you've got to know that it's a word from the Lord, and the closer you are in your relationship with Him, and the Holy Spirit can confirm that is a word from the Lord. So
absolutely,
that's my best
that.
Answer today I have for you, Kevin. So
got you. That makes a lot of sense. And the only thing I want to emphasize there is that I just, when I thought about that, a question, it's been brought up, and that was something that just first that ever happened. The first thing that comes to mind is prediction, describing a prediction. People can take that word prediction and prophetic and get it misunderstood.
Well, they have to go research.
Yes, sir.
That. You're correct.
But you have explained it. I got you. That makes sense. I got you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm good with that now.
Yeah. It's not, it's, I mean, in one sense, some might view it and go, they're predicting the future, but that's where you have to have that intimate relationship with the Lord to discern the difference, okay, in all of that. So good question. Question number two.
All right. Now, I've got a little question here. It says, my question is, how does free will affect my faith?
How does free will affect your faith? Oh, ye of little faith.
Ye of little faith. That's exactly right. I mean, because here I hear.
Well, the good Lord, look, he didn't make us robots.
Right.
He doesn't force us to love him. In fact, doesn't force us to do anything. That's the whole part of free will is right. to. In fact, I'm reminded of a scripture that says, it's permissible to, he gives me the ability to make choices and decisions based on my free will, and some things are permissible. He says all things are permissible, but not everything's beneficial, is what he says in one translation. All things are permissible. He goes like, hey, I'll permit you to do this, that, or the other. Fill in the blank. Whatever it is, fill in the blank of what you are allowed to do, what you can do. Now, it may not be beneficial, and I'm not going to cite some specific examples. People can just use their imagination. There's lots of things people can do that, let's just say, that are not godly things that they can do. And just use your imagination on what are some choices you can make that are not very godly. God will permit you to do them. They may not be very beneficial in the long run, but hey, he'll permit you to do it. And so in terms of building your faith, I've learned this, that as I have grown in my relationship with the Lord and the intimacy with him and listening to his voice, right? Jesus illustrated this in the garden. Three times he asked if the cup could pass from him. In other words, he's like, I know the anguish I'm getting ready to walk into in this crucifixion on the cross. Father, Abba, can this cup pass from me? And essentially, the Lord's answer, the Father's answer was, there's no plan B. This is the plan. And he's like, okay.
Understood.
Well,
I got you.
He's like, if that's the case, then nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Okay? Now, let me say this too, Kevin. Many times the Lord asked him to do certain things along the way, along the journey that brought him to that point. Here's what I mean by that. Hey, Jesus, spit in the dirt, make some mud, and rub it in that guy's eyes. go have him wash it out, and then the blind man's going to be able to see. Hey, Jesus, call Lazarus out of the tomb to come forth, okay? Hey, Jesus, go touch this leper, which in the law of Moses, it said, don't touch a leper, right? It was written in the law, right? Don't touch a leper. In fact, you know, unclean, unclean. You know, you're supposed to keep a distance from him, right? But he's like, okay, Father, you want me to touch this leper when in the law it says don't touch him, but at your command, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to relinquish my own will and my own knowledge and say yes. And so I say all that to say this. Every time Jesus said yes to what the Father asked him to do, it was building blocks of faith, I believe, that led him into the garden where he could ultimately say yes and be crucified, beaten beyond recognition, crucified on a cross, later to rise 3 days later and sit at the right hand of the Father through his ascension into heaven. And so, all that to say, if you and I will submit our free will to the Father and just say yes, each and every time it will be, our faith can increase and grow in who God says he is. There you go.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's great. That's powerful. I mean,
all right.
You know, you ask these questions, man. I mean, that's good stuff, man.
Well, I'm doing my best to answer. You're throwing some doozies out there for me. So, and by the way, for you listening, I have no clue what people ask me from week to week. Very rarely do I ever know what they're going to ask. All right, we got time for one more question.
All right. Okay, I've got one. And, you know, I'm going to say it again. We've talked about this on our own choices, you know, a couple of times we've had conversation. I just want to know, because I really think it's every man who is trying to follow God in the right way are having difficulty. Why is it so hard to date as a Christian in today's society? It is so, that was a question. Because, you know, for not only for myself, I'd like to know. I mean, I know I'm not the only guy out there that's trying to follow God. And it's just so many different emotional involvements now in the Bible, you know, but times have changed, if you will.
Well, they have changed, and for real. And, you know, there's an old school philosophy of courting versus dating, right? And that's a whole long discussion, you know, certainly, you know, the difference between those two. Some have never even heard the expression or the term courting. And yet, you know, all through scripture, it seems like, in my observation, that is the best that was the best plan to actually, when you pursue a relationship with someone of the opposite sex, that you're going to pursue it, starting out first with a friendship, establishing and building a solid friendship, and then transitioning perhaps to the understanding that maybe there's more to this friendship, and it may transition into more from a friendship to more romance, you might say. But that understanding that, could this ultimately lead to marriage, and to have that discussion probably early on the front end, and it might save a lot of frustration from the emotional roller coaster of quote dating someone else. And the other part of that, I think, Kevin, is just the influence, as you said, of society, the acceptance of, you know, I may date for a day, a week, you know, a month, and then bounce on to the next individual, not realizing or understanding that depending on how involved that dating relationship becomes, that there can be some real, not only emotional ties, but there can also be some spiritual ties that become engaged there, thus making it more difficult to when Mrs. Wright or Mr. Wright comes along, you really have all of your heart to really give that other person and that individual. I say all that to say this. Someone comes to mind in regard, this is an old book, but she became a friend of the family years ago, and actually my oldest daughter was on the cover of her book, and she wrote a song. Her name was Rebecca St. James. Rebecca, shout out to Rebecca St. James. Her brothers now are huge on the scene for King and Country. That's right. Rebecca's brothers. But they were young when I first met Rebecca. All that to say, she wrote a book called and a song called Wait For Me. Wait for me. And she was determined not to get sucked into the dating game and stay focused on her personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, and that she was convinced she would know when it was time to start getting involved with someone, and that it would eventually lead to marriage, which she was diligent to do that. And to my knowledge, she was in her 30s, maybe even close to her mid 30s when she met the man of her dreams, and got married. And the whole premise of the song, the whole premise of the book was just don't get sucked into the dating game. Be patient, focus on and center your life on your relationship with the Lord Jesus. And in his perfect timing, he'll bring that right person along and you will know it. And so that would be my response to your question. Don't be so impatient to think, I got to have a wife or I got to have a husband.
and
let me jump on the dating sites, even the Christian dating sites and all of that. So that's my advice to all you listening out there who are trying to find a mate, someone you can marry one day. So Kevin Johnson, Joanna,
yes,
South Carolina, man. Hey, I appreciate you. Appreciate your love for the Lord, your heart for serving, and looking forward to just continuing this journey with you, my friend.
Hey, man, I totally and just float away. You know, it's just emphasize one thing. You know, like you said, just wait on God. You know, the thing about it, and let him use you in the process. And I know that's the thing. You know, guys out there listening, just, you know, feel from my side of things, it might be the same thing you're going through. Don't wait. Just keep, let God stay your focal ground. I mean, that's good. I appreciate the. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of honesty to say, hey, you just need to step back, dude. You know, so impatient.
I'm going to end on this note, Kevin. For all you listening out there, seek Jesus more than you want to seek another mate. And in time, you know, Jesus will bring that mate. Thank you for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. God bless you. I hope you have an amazing day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. We have another amazing lineup of speakers, including football legend Perry Tuttle from the national champion Clemson Tigers, Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio, a champion for truth, pastors Chris Reed and Rick Joyner, champions for Jesus, Sean and Krista Smith, champions for the family, radio show host Robbie Dillmore, and last but not least, comedian Lee McBride. I want to challenge every man to attend, and every dad and granddad out there to bring your son or grandson of any age. We're going to do something special just for you. It is Father's Day weekend. So get registered today. You don't want to miss a Champions Summit. Why? Because it's time to man up.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com for more information or to sign up today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.